Lots of folks believe this quote, but is it true? We may define faith as the firm belief in something for which there is no evidence. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, this has serious consequences for science and religion.
John, you quoted 20th century atheist Bertrand Russell. On this view, science and religion are entirely different enterprises. Mm-hmm. Religious faith is all about feeling. Science is all about the hard evidence.
Many people, though, seem to hold this viewpoint, particularly in the scientific community. Faith is something you just don't talk about.
I know. Don't ask, don't tell. That's why we need to remind people of the faith-based component of science and of every scientist.
Now, hold on just for a moment there. You are, in fact, suggesting every scientist is a person of faith. I suspect a lot of folks wouldn't like to hear that.
Some of the outspoken atheists, people like Richard Dawkins, they probably curdle at the thought. But science is only an inference to the best explanation. To accept a hypothesis, even temporarily, it requires faith. Faith fills in the gaps where reason falls short, and reason will always fall short. Mm. As Cambridge physicist John Polkinghorne, he pointed out, the scientist and the theologian, they both work by faith. A realist trusts in the rational reliability of our understanding of experience. Without faith, we can't even know that our ability to reason is reliable.
But you need to start somewhere.
Exactly. And that takes faith. Christian faith is anchored in reason. And scientific reason is anchored in faith, because faith and reason work together.
Boy, I sure love the way you take these complex themes and kind of boil them down into an essence in a language I can understand. That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People.